Welcome, Photon Warriors. Commence strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
Hate You Show.
Welcome to the Movies Hate You Show.
Well. Thank you.
Can we get some auto-tune on that?
Thank you as always. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Movies Hate You Show. I am the aforementioned Mr. Housechild. With me is the man who puts the Lee in Charlie Chan, Mr. Lee Peterson.
Oh, there, Joe.
You are the co-host, correct?
I try to be.
That's
the co-host,
right.
The co-most.
And if you brought in a co-host, then what would that co-host be called?
Co-co-host.
Co-co. Isn't that a town in Jersey?
It's a Beach Boys song.
I think that's Hohokus.
Co-co-mo.
This is like the worst period of the Beach Boys. Anyway, Todd Sheets is here producing. This is Movies Hate You, the Wild Eye Radio Hour. Why is it the Wild Eye Radio Hour, Mr. Ree?
Oh, God, I didn't know there was going to be math on this test.
That's right. Because we are sponsored by the wonderful movie company called Wild Eye Releasing, which I happen to own. That's right. That's how it works in corporate America. You own the station, and you own everything else that's on it. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making money off all these stations. You're selling all kinds of tchotchkes. You got T-shirts. You got all kinds of like creams to help you be a better lover and all kinds of stuff on that.
Apparently I'm a t-shirt mogul and I didn't know it.
That's right. You're selling. You got an image of Mr. Ree on a t-shirt, don't you?
I might. But we only sell to Asian women who enjoy long nights of pleasure.
Well, what's the royalty on that? For Mr.
Ree, 3.5 cents.
Oh, I get a little taste of it, right? That's not bad.
You get 3.5 cents.
Let me tell you something. 20 cents on a t-shirt is more than you make on a download. Somebody downloads your movie for $1.99. That's more than I make. How do you like that?
Jesus.
Since we're doing a genre
show. We're
in the
wrong business.
These t-shirts only come in XXXXL, right? Is that...
Right. So you're saying that movie fans tend to be on the hefty side.
I didn't say that.
That's not very nice, my friend. We are live tonight, by the way. And if you want to call in, it's 310-928-7857. Why do I sound like a DJ tonight? I don't know why. I think I'm overcompensating
for my
lack of energy due to the crazy summer weather that's attacked us here. Spring just passed us right by. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about the weather. That's banal. We have a very special guest tonight. Mr. Ree, you did bring a co-host in with you.
Oh, I never disappoint. I never fail to disappoint.
Do you want to introduce our co-co-co?
I would be
Coco
delighted.
Puff host?
I would be delighted.
Delighted. Is that your Liberace?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Behind the Candelabra.
So if you're Liberace, that makes Todd the Matt Damon character, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it Thorson something? Scott Thorson?
Scott Thorson.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll play the Dan Aykroyd character.
Dan Aykroyd's in it.
Dan Aykroyd's in the movie. Yes, behind the candelabra.
He's behind the candelabra?
Well, he's in it.
It must be a huge candelabra. No offense, Dan.
There's a lot. His behind is in Behind the Candelabra. And so's Liberace's and Matt Damon's.
Wow.
Yeah. Back frontal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
I'm sure the FCC is getting...
What?
Getting a little...
Watch your language. Anyway. Who's our guest?
tonight.
Wake up, America. Here we are.
I'm so pleased to present. You know, I've brought a couple guests on here before.
You brought a couple.
Somebody from
a Walking Dead
TV show, Walking Dead now.
Yeah, oh, that's stupid.
That was, you know, that's history.
That's people, ancient history.
I'm not even watching that show anymore.
You know, it's bad form to pat yourself on the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to pat myself on the front.
Okay, there you go. Case.
Our guest tonight is, I believe, our youngest ever guest to the show. I'd have to go back through the archives and check that out, but I'm pretty sure. This person is...
Well, we had 40 Seconds Repeat on. Wasn't he our youngest guest?
He's pretty young.
Yeah,
he's
pretty young at
when
heart.
When you think about it, young at heart. the person sitting to my left, to my right, excuse me, to your left at home.
Yeah.
If you're sitting at home.
To my left.
Stage left is what I meant.
Stage
of course.
Left. Break a leg.
If you're listening at home.
I have to say, your introductions are legendary.
They are.
Yes.
They are. How much time we got, Todd?
Yeah. How much time left?
Are we done? Show's over. So, see you guys next week.
Okay. Well, it's
good night, America.
Okay. My guest tonight, our guest tonight, is my son, my number one son, my number two son, and my only son, Jack Lewis Peterson. Jack Lewis Peterson, yeah! There he is.
Oh, that's...
And that's all he has to say.
That big introduction, and we got a high. Yeah.
Well,
welcome to the Movies Hate You Show, Jack.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What does it feel like?
Yeah, what's it feel like to be live on the air? Nah, forget
that's
it.
Okay.
You answer for him.
I'll answer for him.
Yeah.
I'll be the translator.
Yes.
Jack is thrilled.
He's thrilled to be on the
thrilled
show.
Thrilled to be here.
This is the first time you've ever had your son on our show. Now, I've had my dad on the show before.
That's
so true. It's kind of like now you're trying to one-up me by bringing your son on the show.
Well, it's actually, you know, in light of the Will Smith situation.
That's what I was just thinking.
After Earth.
Yeah,
movie
after
that came
Earth.
Out,
yeah.
This week.
After Nerf?
What? You know, Hollywood nepotism, radio nepotism, it's all the same thing.
Yeah, so
we're doing the same thing.
It's a movie show. It's kind of like Hollywood-ish,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood-esque in a way.
I mean, let's face it, I'm not going to live forever. All right?
Right.
We gotta start breeding
the
second
generation. So this is Mr. Reed Jr.
This is Mr. Reed Jr.
Mr. Reed Jr. Mr. Reed Jr. What would we call him? Let's see. Let's
Mr. Reed Day.
What would we call him? Reed 2.
Riddle Reed.
Riddle Reed.
Riddle Reed.
Yeah, so if you're Mr. Ree, the co-host, you are kind of the short round to my Indiana Jones. So what would that make Mr. Ree Jr.? Besides the co-host.
Do you get the reference here? We're talking about Indiana Jones?
Of course. Oh, don't. He's
don't
not smarter than that.
Sorry.
He's here as dad.
Of
He's
course.
A genre master.
And for the folks listening at home.
So he'd be like short round. Right?
Short oval. Jack's middle name is Lewis, and he's named after Herschel Gordon Lewis. That's how big of a geek I am.
So it's Lewis, it's L-E-W-I-S.
It is.
It's not L-O-U-I-S.
It is. However, the grandparents think it's Jerry Lewis, so we're going to let them think that.
I'll say Jerry Lewis or Herschel Gordon Lewis.
You can't go wrong. Or Lewis Coates, even.
I would like Lewis Coates. Isn't that a pseudonym?
The pseudonym for...
Luigi Cozy?
Yes, I believe so.
Boy, that was obscure.
Yeah.
All the fanboys just exploded all over the room. Yeah, they did it. They finally got a Lewis Coates in there.
Yeah.
The director of Hercules. Well, what was I going to say? Wait a minute. Oh, okay. I would like to see Herschel Gordon Lewis directing Jerry Lewis in a picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be
the Lewis
would be nutty.
Yeah. That would be nutty. The Nutty Professor 2 or 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Somewhere in there. There's
Blood Professor. There we go.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Color Me Nutty Professor. That's what I would call it. Color Me Nutty Professor. Herschel Gordon Lewis directs Jerry Lewis. Love it.
Love it. Book it.
Has he ever seen a Herschel Gordon Lewis movie?
No.
Did you guys see After Earth? Now, that's to me, now this movie is an epic bomb, apparently.
It is.
Because, frankly, the trailers look horrible. I mean, the monsters look like straight out of, like, Sci-Fi Channel, CGI.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't go see this as a, with Father's Day coming up, you would think... You would go see this as a father-son team watch this other father-son team who never have to work another day in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you relate to them?
Oh, well, Jack?
Wait,
now you saw Karate Kid, right? I didn't see the Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah, Ralph Macchio, Mr. Miyagi. Great thing.
We're talking about the reboot.
The Karate Kid reboot.
Jackie Chan and...
We don't really talk about that one here. But you like that? You saw that?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. You see the original?
No.
Oh, some dad you are.
Well, now do they paint the fence and the wash the car? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wax on.
I think so. I don't actually remember it that well.
Because in the original, basically, the kid thinks he's being trained how to be a karate master, mm-hmm. but really the guy is getting him to do all of his housework, his yard work. So he's having him paint the fence. He's having him wax the car or whatever. And when it finally comes time, the guy's like, you didn't even teach me how to kick. What am I supposed to do?
I've been painting your house for 6 months.
Yeah. And he says, no, show me paint the fence. And he does this with his hand. Ah, that's a move. And then show me wax on, wax off. So then it turns out he's really been teaching him all these great karate moves that he can apply.
I always put myself in the character in Daniel's position. Now, if Mr. Miyagi, if I went to his house to train and he says, well, paint my fence, he says, but you got to do it up and down. It has to be exactly like this, and you have to do it. And let's say it's 1,000 of these to get the fence done. As soon as Miyagi walked away, I would have found some kind of shortcut, like, thrown the paint bucket onto the fence and just kind of washed it in. I wouldn't have done that if he wasn't watching the whole time. You need like a commandant to kind of stand over you.
That's probably the difference between you and Ralph Macchio.
No, that is the difference between me and Ralph Macchio. But what I'm saying is, if he didn't, in other words, he didn't know he was being karate trained, right?
Right.
So in other words, he didn't say in the beginning, you're going to paint this fence, but later on it's going to pay off. I guarantee you. So you have to do it this way. So then in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, then I'm going to do it this way. If he's the master, he must be right. I'm going to continually do this way. But if he says, hey, kid, come paint my fence, I'm thinking in my mind, he's taking advantage of me. I'm going to shortcut this thing while he's not looking, while he's fixing the DeSoto in the driveway over there. See what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Totally ineffective approach, Miyagi. Miyagi fails on so many levels.
But if you splattered the paint on the fence, you would kind of know, because it would be like all over the ground.
Well, okay, all right. But let's just say the fence was easier to go side by side if my wrist started to hurt. I would maybe do this, or maybe switch hands, and maybe two paintbrushes at the same time.
You think Mr. Miyagi couldn't see through that, though?
Through a fence?
Well, probably couldn't see through a fence.
I'm just saying that Miyagi was a little weak. Mm. You know? He fought off some teenagers pretty well, but...
Not as weak as Karate Kid 3.
That was pretty weak.
Yeah. With Hilary Swank. Was it right? Wasn't
that... That was the next Karate Kid.
Four?
That's 4.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 is, okay, so 2 is, 2 opens with an awesome where he goes up against Cobra Kai Master and puts him through the window of the car. Then it's off to Japan. They go off to Japan for the rest of the movie. And he's got to, like, fight on their turf now. And then part 3 is they come back to L.A. and there's a new guy in town who's that ponytailed semi-direct-to-video action star from the 90s. And it's not Seagal. It's... He had his own. Excessive Force was his movie. They were trying to make him into like a Seagal. What the hell's his name? I can't think of it. Irish
Todd,
actor.
Anybody? If anybody knows the answer, give us a call.
Yeah, 310-928-7857. Please call us and give us the answer because we're too lazy to Google it.
Yeah, and if you're too lazy to remember these numbers, it's 310-ZAT-SUCKS.
Yeah.
ZATSUKS.
That's right. If you call in and give us the name of that actor... We'll send you a free DVD.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Of our choice.
Of our choice, right. We have a couple around here. We might just give you one.
Yeah, a few.
So, Jack, you don't want to see this Will Smith movie?
I don't know. I want to see it to see how it is, but I don't know. The trailers didn't look all that appealing.
Why?
I don't even know if I saw the entire trailer, but
that's how bad it was. He walked away from it. But I'm wondering. I'm curious. As a father's son, what was there anything in there appealing to a father?
Well, I'm totally a sucker for father-son.
Right, like
movies
like The Road. Yeah.
Like, I didn't see the road. I saw a road.
Like,
road to Morocco.
Like Son of Hitler, right?
Son of Hitler was
David Niven.
They made Hitler out to be kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, gotcha. And, gotcha. Yeah. Son of Frankenstein?
Great movie.
Yeah.
Son of Frankenstein. We'll watch that later.
So After Earth is this, it's just them, right? Mm-hmm. There are no other humans in this, as far as I know.
As far as I know.
Right?
I
mean, it's father and son. They're bonding. They're fighting. Son. They're flying off of cliffs. And they got the weird, you know, they got all kinds of gadgets. They've crash landed on Earth hundreds of years after it's been abandoned because we've been so bad to the Earth.
And apparently it's a Scientology recruitment tool that's just coming out now.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
So there are Scientologists?
Well,
the Smiths?
I don't know. Possibly. I mean, I'm hearing... You'd think that if Will was, we would be hearing about it in the same breath as Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
but
Oblivion. Are you mixing it up with Oblivion?
No. Okay. No, this one definitely. Apparently, there's stuff all over the internets about it. That there's even like direct passages that are taken directly. Passages that are taken directly from Dianetics or whatever.
About what, like the Thetans and Xenu?
No, it isn't specifically about. It's not Battlefield Earth.
Okay,
it's no Battlefield Earth.
What is?
Yeah, Battlefield Earth isn't even.
Yeah.
Battlefield. But yeah, like the same themes and the messages. I can't remember exactly what they are, but yeah, what I'm hearing is that Will is a sort of an anonymous contributor or donor to Scientology.
Okay.
Well, if you know, then he's not really anonymous, is he?
Good point.
It's kind of like Liberace a little bit.
Semi-anonymous, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Was he a Scientologist too?
There were secrets there.
Oh,
there was cloaking going on. There's a lot of cloaking going on. Yeah. Well, I'm trying, man. But no, I'm really curious about the psychology of the trailer. And I mean, they've put all this money into it. And I've got a father and son teaming. You're in the demographic. How old are you?
12.
You're 12. You're exactly in the demographic. How old is the son?
14, I think.
He's 14?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You're almost the same age. Mm. So they want you to go see it. And they want you to talk your dad into seeing it. And they want you, as the dad, to be like, oh, yeah, actually, that's a dude from, you know, Last Man on Earth, kicking butt. I'm all over this. Yeah, I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing. Just went over your head. And apparently went over America's head. I don't think it has anything to do with Scientology because
no,
I don't think that's mainstream enough. Where I think people stayed away from Battlefield Earth for that reason.
Because it was so upfront.
It was so upfront. And it was so, it was just such a train wreck even before it came out.
What's funny is whenever, you know, a movie bombs like this one is bombing, you know, the spin on it is like, well, most people think that means it's a bad movie.
It doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It means that
people weren't interested in seeing it for whatever reason.
Right.
They didn't go.
Right. And that's why I'm curious, because I have a father and son here who seem to be the ideal demographic.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch it if it was on cable. I would watch it. Mm-hmm. I'm not against that. It seems a little... You know, the nepotism, and it seems a little insulated. I think maybe they needed to see like Gene Hackman or something for a second. You know what I mean? Like he's like the elder or something. They find him in a cave. There needed to be something else. I think having it's kind of like watching somebody's home movies in a sense. It's like, you know, come on, son. You know, we can do this because we're so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, let's just make our own home movie. And it's so insulated. You start to think, well, how does this relate to me? It seems like they haven't tried at all to connect to me as the viewer. They're just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that works. You know, Ocean's 11 movie, it works in that. They're just having a good time. They're doing their own thing. But they still manage to make entertaining films out of that. So maybe there's something here that just wasn't connecting.
Is there an example of a
I think Will Smith one-liners. That's what's missing.
Well, that's...
You forgot your boarding pass. You know, like some kind of...
And that's definitely missing from the trailer, and I think from the movie as well. He's playing it pretty stoic.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, even in Last Man on Earth, there was humor. There was humor injected there because I don't think he ever lets go of that. You know, his roots of humor, which is good. He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad actor. You know, I know a lot of people don't like him, but
I've never. He's okay. He doesn't appeal to me.
There you go.
He doesn't appeal to me.
That's why he didn't go.
But
he appeals to everyone else. His movies make tons of money. So, what is the thing? You think it's a racial thing?
No, I think I think that people just weren't interested in the movie. It didn't appeal to them for whatever reason. Another example is a movie we did see this weekend is Epic.
Epic.
From DreamWorks.
I think cartoon
Blue
movie.
Sky. Blue the, Sky. The Ice Age people.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So yeah, computer animated movie. Fine movie. It's based on a really well-known book called The Leaf Men by William Joyce, but it's called Epic. Like, what the hell? What does Epic mean? And people didn't go to see it, I think, because they didn't know what it was about. Mm. They still probably don't know. If you'd called it The Leaf Men, at least the core audience of people who knew that book might have gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine movie. I mean, it's not great, but it's fine.
It looked like fun.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like fun.
Yeah.
It's a shame when your $100 million movie, this fresh idea, gets beat out by like the, you know, sixth installment in the car chase franchise of Fast and Furious. Yeah, I was like, you know, not to put those films down. They're very good.
They're fine for what they, you know, it's just a, if you're into cars, which I guess, you know,
sure, into a action, lot of America adrenaline. Is. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a, come on, that's a teen boy mm-hmm. fantasy right there. Beautiful women, fast cars, you know, fighting, tough guy talk, you know, wrestlers as actors.
Yep.
You know, it's everything. Rock, you want to see that? Have you seen any of the Fast and Furious?
No.
No. Are they too? Are they rated R?
I think they're rated PG-13, R. Aren't they? They're rated R.
Are they all rated R?
I think
Todd,
so.
Are the, all the Fast and Furious movies rated R? Or are they
PG-13?
PG-13. I thought so, because that's their audience, man.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, because I saw a couple of them, and there was nothing really in them. A couple curses.
Okay.
But nothing you haven't heard at school.
No, you're right. They probably wouldn't be making the kind of money they're making if
they wouldn't be. Yeah. Now, what about this After Earth? Is that a PG-13?
Yeah.
For some scenes of interstellar violence?
Scenes of nepotism.
Scenes of... yeah. Yes. Abundant scenes of nepotism and in-jokes that only family members understand. Well, so After Earth is an afterbirth, basically, right?
Basically.
What else is out there? We're gonna have Fred call in tonight, but maybe we'll save him for next week. I wonder what he saw this week.
Yeah, we missed him a couple weeks now. What did we?
Fred, we haven't forgotten you, man. We just weren't on the air last week.
Yeah, we didn't. Although, you know, I heard Fred on the Superfan Roundtable on Sirius last week, and he's back in the game.
Yeah, and he plugged
Funny.
Movies Hate You, right?
Funny. You know, I didn't listen to the whole show.
Damn.
I only listened to clips, and but it was cool. What else? What else is coming up?
Did you guys see Star Trek?
Oh, I saw Star Trek. Star Trek's good.
The new one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
Did you like it better than the
Did you see the first one?
I saw the first one. I like them the same. The second one might have been a little bit better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because
was there more action in it?
Yeah, I think there was.
No, I noticed that, you know, J.J. Abrams, the director, has been given the Star Wars franchise also. And
impossible.
Watching this movie makes perfect sense to me, because I think this movie, his movies are more informed by Star Wars than they are Star Trek. And he even said when he got the job to do Star Trek that he wasn't a fan necessarily.
Right.
He didn't know. I mean, he's too young, really. He just didn't know the original series.
Too young. How old is he?
He's
in his late
30s. I'm barely old enough to know the first series.
Who hasn't watched? I mean,
first
we used to watch.
On.
We used, yeah, but the first. Yeah, I mean, that implies that you only know Star Trek if you were old enough at the time it actually first aired. Nobody watched it then. I mean, nobody of our generation. We all watched it in reruns on Channel 11 here or whatever.
Right.
On tape. He had to have seen them.
Well, maybe he saw them, but he said he wasn't. These are definitely much more informed by Star Wars. I mean, the pacing is similar, and
not like that Robert Wise Star Trek movie, huh?
Oh,
yeah. Talk about pacing.
Yeah.
Has Jack seen any of the original, the Shatz movies or the Next Generation movies? He's not a Next Generation guy.
We did.
I've seen some of the episodes, but I haven't seen the movies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talking. A lot of talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once in a while, there's a little somebody gets zapped and they fall down on the ground, and there's a like glow around them, and then that's it for like two more episodes, and then they play chess or something, and you know it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. You know, they have lunch and then they have second lunch.
It's almost like a soap opera. I mean, it's almost
space opera.
It's all talking about what we're going to do.
Yeah,
talking about what we're doing. And then talking about what we did.
I think that's why it has the fan base it does. I mean, it's an intellectual show. It's a well-written, complex show that's about, you know, the choices of people in the future, not necessarily blowing stuff up in the future. How to avoid blowing stuff up, maybe. Patrick Stewart was once interviewed somewhere, and he was asked when Next Generation was really big, and I forget what talk show it was, but they said to him, now, the host said, well, you know, not to offend you, but let me ask you, wouldn't baldness be cured in the future at this point? I mean, your commander's bald. And he goes, and his answer was, well, in the future, no one would care. It wouldn't need a cure for bald. You know, that. So I thought it was a great answer. I think that kind of defined Star Trek for me is like, hey, man, Shats with a blue alien girl, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is.
Well, with the original crew, I mean, if obviously they had to waive the weight restrictions when they started making the movies, right? I mean, to see Kirk strapped into that corset one more time.
Which one? Which movie?
I guess I'm thinking as they, 5, 6.
When he goes off the bridge?
Yeah.
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 The Mount McDowell Bridge, not the bridge of the ship. Yeah. As we call it in the business, yeah. The McDowell Bridge.
Now, Jack and I did see The Shat live on Broadway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like last year.
Mm-hmm. Was it last summer or last?
Last, just something like that, like mm-hmm. maybe early fall. But it was Shatner's World, I think was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shatner's mm-hmm. World, We Just Live in It.
Right, it was a one-man show, and he had a screen up behind him. They show some clips every now and then of high points, low points. And there was even a heckler. Remember the heckler? Some drunk guy sitting like 3 or 4 rows in front of us.
Security had to come get him because he kept yelling out.
It was crazy, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that at a show.
What was he heckling Shatner about? Like, you know, why aren't you on the new series? What?
It wasn't even that. It was the first time it was confusing because I think Shatner was telling a story about some actor. And he threw in a line like, oh, I think he said like, some famous line from a movie, some other character. But this guy said, Clint, as if he had said, make my day, right? As if he had said an Eastwood line. Oh, and it wasn't.
Right.
But this guy was Clint, just showing that he recognized. And people kind of looked around, but then kind of let it pass. And then he just kind of threw out other inappropriate things. And finally, Shat walked over to his side of the stage and said, hey, you know, you're ruining this for everybody. You know,
yeah.
This isn't a dialogue here. He was probably 3-4 rows from the front. These were expensive seats, too. I mean, I got comped. Wouldn't have been able to do it. I think they were like $250 each or something. These, mm-hmm. these
That's without the backstage... package. They get you at the conventions. Now they get you at their shows too.
Right. You could be a backstage VIP for it was a 30-second meet and greet.
Yeah.
And I think
30 seconds.
Basically,
that's totally not worth it.
No.
It's like an extra like $100 at least.
Chats. Yeah. Chats. Mm-hmm. Chats.
It was a personal audience with the Shat for an extra $100.
Mm.
We declined. Tyson did that too. When Tyson did.
Yeah. A lot of them do that now. These mm-hmm. one-person shows, they do that now. Yeah.
But
they don't do it with the actual, like Tom Hanks doesn't do it with the, you know, his current show.
Right.
You know, there's some dignity left in, you know, some of the actors on Broadway.
Yeah.
But when, you know, pretty much if they're giving you 2 weeks, you know, didn't Pee-wee do that too?
Pee-wee, I think he wasn't signing.
Right.
Because traditionally, on Broadway and even off Broadway, people come out to what's called the stage door, and people line up and they sign their playbills and stuff. And it's you know, it's been going, it's the history of theater. Everybody mm-hmm. has always done that, and only recently certain people feel like they're too big to do that. But with Pee-wee, I don't think he was charging anything. I think he just wasn't coming out.
Oh,
that was the thing. Or he would come out and he would just talk. He hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
He would come out and he would say hi and wave to people, but he didn't sign playbills or anything. Yeah.
Kind of Liberace in that way. You know, he just never came out.
He never came out. Yeah. What's the deal there?
Huh.
Well, you know, he was married to his career.
Yeah. You know. Sometimes the world has a way of forcing you out, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a South Park episode.
Jack loves the DVD collection here. He keeps checking out the wall of the wall of sound, as we call it. No, it wouldn't be the wall of sound. What would it be? The wall of plastic.
Wall of shiny discs.
The wall of shame.
Speaking of shame, so Behind the Candelabra, you enjoyed
yes,
it, right?
I did. You know, it wasn't. I can see how. It's weird because Soderbergh directed it, and it couldn't find a distributor here for theatrical, but it just competed in Cannes. I don't know if it won anything, and it is playing theatrically overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big enough story, and you know Michael Douglas is quite excellent. As Liberace, although you never forget it's Michael Douglas. It's always Michael Douglas doing the Queen act. You know, I think that he, you know, I think he, it's so out of character for him that it's hard not to let go. Although where Matt Damon is kind of, he's actually the star of it. It's his story. It's Thorson's story
right.
based on his book. So it's from his perspective, basically.
Right.
Strong, very strong in parts, but it does feel like a TV movie in a sense. And there's already been a comedy. Andrew Robinson played Liberace. Remember that from Hellraiser?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The stepfather.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What was that? Was that called Liberace?
I forget what that was called.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like a tell-all kind of thing, too. I think that was a Canadian TV movie, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I mean, what people are saying is nobody they wouldn't do a theatrical because it's too gay. Really, the Liberace story?
I don't believe that in this day in the day and age of like Brokeback Mountain winning an Oscar or something. You know, I just don't believe
well,
that it is very
Mountain
gay.
Didn't win Best Picture, and I think that was the reason it didn't win Best Picture. If you remember, Crash.
Really? Yeah. No. No. I know, but even won. Being up for an Oscar, I meant I just being in the competition.
Mm.
Too gay? Yeah, it's very gay. I mean, every moment of that movie is gay. It's drenched in gay.
Gayer than, say, Oblivion?
I didn't see Oblivion, so I have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
But I can't compare it to that. But let's see, gay. I don't know. Like, it's like take like the gay moments of Boogie Nights.
Okay.
And then, like, make a whole movie about that. Okay. So that's how gay it is. Mm-hmm. Because it's set and it starts in, I believe, 78 or 76 and goes to, like, 86. Well, they were together 5 years, so it must have went from 79 to 86. But I forget the actual dates, but it's in that. So it's like all the fashion, all the furs, all the candelabras, all that
fabulousness.
Stuff. All the fabulousness, you know. Well, all the peep booths, everything.
After this show, speaking of fabulous,
yes.
We're Jack and I are...
You and Jack are going to watch Behind the Candelabra. What a great choice.
We're going to watch Captain America.
Captain America.
The 1990 version. That's
Albert
Pyun. Yes.
Or as someone I know says, Albert Pyun. Yeah. Seriously, I know somebody that says that.
Yeah.
And they hold their nose when they say it. But I am a big fan of Albert's films, so don't get me wrong and don't quote me as saying that because I feel the opposite.
Todd, can you pull that soundbite?
So I'm a fan of the Captain America from 1998, totally unjustly derailed film.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm looking forward to it.
It's great. Yeah. It's a little slow,
yeah.
But, you know, it's not good Red Skull, too. Are you a Red Brown as Captain America fan?
You
never seen that one, huh?
Which one? Wait, maybe that's one we're seeing. No.
No, that's not 1990. Those are the 70s. They made two TV
movies.
Yeah,
okay.
With Red Brown.
Yeah, we haven't seen those. It's
Captain America and Captain America.
He's on a motorcycle.
Death Too Soon,
right?
Yes.
Have you seen the pictures? He rides a motorcycle and he's a helmet, a motorcycle helmet.
A motorcycle helmet, basically.
There's a clip in the new one where he is riding a motorcycle and he has the helmet with the wings.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if they were trying to like pay homage to that or something, but
yeah, maybe it's an inside joke.
Is there a new trailer for the new Captain America film?
There's no trailer yet, but I you know, I saw today, actually, I saw on Ain't It Cool News some set photos of
clearly somebody from there went undercover and snuck. They weren't leaked by any chance on purpose, right?
Good question. Right. It's hard to tell. It's hard. Right. There's nothing in them that's really a real spoiler, unless you don't know anything about the comics.
Every time that happens, it's like, oh, set pictures, blah, blah. It's always like a guy standing next to a truck or something. You know, it's always like a couple barrels or something. It's never like, hey, you know.
Well, these photos were
It's fake captured, you know, like fake, you know, kind of like paparazzi photo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Cap and Black Widow and the Winter Soldier. Who is Jack?
Bucky. But Jack. Well, in the comic books, he's Bucky.
Yes.
Because when he fell off that plane when it exploded in the 1940s comics, everybody thought he was dead for, like, forever. And then until just a few years ago, it turns out that he landed in the Himalayas and started being trained to be a ninja or something, or, like, a sharpshooter.
Okay.
And now he has his own comic book. And so, yeah.
I think that might be the direction they're taking the movie in, too.
Yeah.
Because he kind of looks like that. He has a mask. Yeah. Some sort of a leather mask or something.
Oh, really? Yeah, in the comics he has like, it's almost like armor, but it has stars on the shoulders. And then, he has like stars on the shoulders and then, I don't even remember the rest, but he carries like a machine gun.
Hmm. So is this new Captain America set in modern times or it's back in the 40s again?
I think it's in modern times because he already woke up.
He's frozen too.
Bucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, freezing everybody.
Yeah. It was cold.
That's the only way. That's the only way to make this stuff work.
Yeah.
Well, how do we get all these characters from the 40s into the 2012s? Okay, we freeze them.
Yeah.
They were all frozen.
Yeah.
Everybody knows scientists love to freeze people back then. Freeze them. Throw them in the water.
Yeah.
Throw them off a cliff. Freeze them.
Now we're really looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy, aren't we?
Yeah.
Is that a live action?
It's live action. Well, some of it.
Yeah, it's half because there's two characters, Rocket Raccoon and Groot, who's a living tree, and they're like.
Is the Marvel Guardians again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Groot kind of looks like if you remember from Hell It Came, the walking tree monster.
Yeah, I think like a trivet almost. I had a couple of those comics when I was a kid. Guardians of the Galaxy. They were kind of like the lesser. You wouldn't always find those, you know. Those would be kind of at the bottom of the shelf.
Yeah. It's surprising they're doing a big movie. It's all going to tie into the Avengers
that
universe.
That is too?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Who the hell is playing a flute?
Oh, that's an ice cream truck that just came by. Seriously, the ice cream truck just pulled up outside. We might have to cut the show off early for it, in fact. Hear it? You can hear that on the radio. Wow, this mic is really good.
Do we have to pay?
Do we have to pay a royalty
for that?
Yeah, do we have to pay a royalty on that jingle?
I think we do now. Thanks, Colin. Thanks a lot.
Good. Good. FCC, take note. What song is that anyway? It's like
there are lyrics to this. I actually read recently there are lyrics to the Mr. Softy theme.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Mr. Softy. That's how it goes. It says, blah, 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 Mr. Softy.
And Mr. Softy was your nickname in college, wasn't it?
No. You're mixing me up with someone else.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Mr. Softy.
Anyway, James Gunn is directing the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So I heard. Yeah. So I heard. I mixed that up with the Guardians, the animated film that came out. Remember that one? The Guardians?
Oh, was that Zack Snyder? No,
that was James Gunn.
Legend of the Guardians.
Right, so that was James Gunn, wasn't it?
Oh, the Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah,
Rise of the Guardians. Yeah,
that wasn't James Gunn.
I don't think so.
That was a kid's movie.
I don't know who directed it.
I think Zack Snyder directed.
Someone associated with all this superhero hubbub was involved in that.
The fanboys should be going crazy for this Guardians of the Galaxy because you got Michael Rooker in it. Do you remember who he plays, Jack?
He's Yondu. He's like a alien archer with a mohawk and blue skin.
Mm. Cool. Cool.
Okay.
And,
hey, it worked for, you know, it worked for the guy who played, what's his
it
name?
It worked so well. He
I can't remember who it is. No, the guy from Cheers that played one of the X-Men. What was his name?
Oh, sure. Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. Worked for Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Playing Beast. He was good.
He was good. That was
best
was
part of that. Part three.
Dave Bautista, ex-wrestler.
Yep,
Bautista. He's Drax the Destroyer. He's like green skin and all these like red war markings all over him.
Nice.
And some guy from Parks and Recreation is Star-Lord.
Okay. When are they going to do some of my favorite characters from growing up? Marvel. Deathlok. Master of Kung Fu. When are they going to do these guys?
Shang-Chi, baby!
Iron Fist. Power Man. Remember Power Man? Yeah. Black Panther.
Well, now that...
Paladin. Anybody remember Paladin? You remember Paladin, Todd?
I do.
Paladin. When are they going to do a Paladin movie?
Paladin.
How about
Paladin.
Son of Satan? Remember that character?
No.
You don't remember Son of Satan? You guys are Marvel guys.
You're not talking about Jaden Smith, are you?
No! Remember Son of Satan, Todd?
I do.
Come on, where's the movie? Where's a Howard the Duck reboot? That's what I want to see.
There you go.
Like the real Howard the Duck with the cigar and everything. Not that idiotic George Lucas mess.
Yeah.
The real Howard the Duck with the turquoise top and everything. The little hat.
Yeah. That could work.
Yeah. Spider-Man cameo.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it all wrong.
Yeah. Well, here's the greatest news about Guardians of the Galaxy and, by extension, the Avengers, is Benicio del Toro. Apparently he's just signed, and they're keeping his role secret, so people are saying it's Thanos. It has to be Thanos. It's got to be Thanos. So
now, is Thanos a man, or is Thanos a big monster?
He's an alien.
But he's a big monster, right?
Yeah. And he kind of looks like the Skrulls. He has like these three like or multiple lines on his chin.
Hmm.
I don't know what those are there for, but he's like the king of Titan or something like that.
And
they teased him at the end of the Avengers
right,
movie.
Yeah. Right.
But that was... I don't think we even saw him. We didn't
no,
see him,
we just heard something. There was
I think we saw him.
Did we see him?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a meteor or something he was in? Or wasn't there something at the end
like
where he went into space and he was out there?
Yeah.
It's all... It gets when you get into the space stuff, it gets kind of weird and silly.
Hmm.
Didn't work for, Green Lantern. You gotta be careful with that stuff. You start going to other planets and all that.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. Humans who watch movies like to see their life threatened vicariously through the film. So in other words, something threatening Earth makes me more emotionally attached to the events in the film. But if it's about, we gotta go save the planet, blah, 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 I don't really care about that.
Yeah, well, the aliens are gonna like that movie.
The ones from that planet are going to like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
If it gets distribution on that planet, we never know.
True. Yeah.
So we got to be careful when we set these things in other places.
But you got to think big picture. Jack's right. You got to think, the whole universe.
Like, exactly.
Sure, it made $200 million domestic, but what about
universally?
Right.
Universally, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if there's a parallel universe that we can actually go into? Like movies would make double what they. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe their movies would come here.
Right.
Maybe there's no movies in the parallel universe.
Well, there's already a Miss Universe beauty pageant, so... But it's always an Earthling that wins. Have you noticed that?
But is there a Miss Parallel beauty pageant?
I don't know.
If
you know the answer to this...
310-928-7857. We're wrapping up very soon. Not right now, but we're getting to that home stretch. This is the Movies Hate You show. If you just tuned in or just tuned out, Movies Hate You, sponsored by Wild Eye Releasing at wildeyereleasing.com. Now, Wild Eye, a.k.a. me, I was at the Macabre Fair Film Festival this past weekend as we were one of the sponsors and a distribution partner of the festival. And we met some great people there, man. Really great people.
This was Long Island, New York.
This is out in Long Island, New York, man. Maybe Long Island's only horror-themed film festival. I believe it is, yeah. There are some film festivals out there, but this is like the horror destination on Long Island, New York.
And what was the vibe?
The vibe was very cool, very intimate, very friendly. People were digging it. People were just packing the movies.
Hmm.
And a lot of shorts, a lot of horror shorts, a lot of cool talent up and coming. A lot of cool talent, a lot of good horror talent out there.
Hmm.
And some dogs. There's always some dogs, but you know, I have to be honest. But overall, I would say pretty solid choices they made. There's some great features, some good stuff.
Anything stand out? What should we keep our eyes on?
Well, listen. I haven't even checked to see who won. I couldn't go there for the closing ceremonies. But there was a movie called Six Survive the Night that was very good.
Hmm.
One that really stood out for me. I can't say the full name of it. Was Kung Fu and T.I.T. Figure the rest. And it's another word for accoutrements on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. Kung Fu and like blank and beer. You know the Frank Zappa song, blank and beer.
Okay, I think everybody knows.
Kung Fu about. And blank. Okay, right. We got it. Okay, Bronson Pinchot in this movie, hilarious.
Wow.
Yes, it's not a horror film. It's a cult exploitation kind of thing. Tons of fun. Bronson Pinchot steals the movie.
Hmm.
He's still alive.
That steals the movie. And just the fact that he's still alive.
You might not recognize him, but he's in the movie. He has a reality show, man. He's still around.
Really?
You know the Vanilla Ice project?
No.
Okay, that's a reality show where Vanilla Ice is in his second career, maybe third, as a home renovator.
Oh.
So in Florida, he renovates homes.
Okay.
Now, there's also, I think there's another show, I don't know the name of it, but it's a Bronson Pinchot project type home renovation show with Bronson Pinchot.
Wow.
As well. Yeah, believe it or not.
I choose not.
You don't like, you never liked it.
I just don't want to believe it. I don't.
But you weren't a fan of that show, Perfect Strangers.
No.
You weren't a fan of True Romance.
Of True Romance?
Yeah. Bronson Pinchot was in that. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Sure. He's in it. He plays a pivotal character.
Yeah.
Turns the whole chain of events in the film.
When he pivots.
Mm-hmm. He pivots. He turns on the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Turns on the hero.
I like the other guy. What's the other guy from Perfect Strangers? Mark Lynn Baker?
I never heard of him.
No?
Yeah. Has he done anything since?
He has less stage stuff.
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah. That's like when that's code for, like in music, when they say he's producing now.
Yeah.
That's when they say, oh, what's he been up to the last 30 years? Oh, he's a producer. Oh, okay. That means he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
Right. So he's doing a lot of stage. You mean dinner theater? That's code for dinner theater.
He's done a lot of Broadway. And, you know what he was in My Favorite Year. Remember that movie?
My Favorite Year.
No.
He's in that movie.
But
yeah. That's before Perfect Stranger. That doesn't count. That was 82.
Good point.
You see, just when you think you can stump me and I wouldn't know what year My Perfect Year came out, I get you. Yeah, you'd be surprised how much I hold back from you, Mr. Ree.
Yeah.
So, Jack, what is your favorite movie of all time? You're stumped. Here's the mic. 1, 5, 4, 3, 2. That's too much pressure. I'm just
kidding. Okay, you can take your time.
Yeah, sure you do. Favorite horror movie.
Well, I actually haven't seen a lot of horror movies.
Okay, favorite action movie.
Might be The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Favorite science fiction movie.
Science fiction movie.
Forget it. Favorite animated movie. This is speed question.
Okay.
We're training him. He's going to be the new Mr. Reed. He's going to have to take my crap.
That's true.
That's right.
Think on your feet.
Yeah, think on your feet.
Let's see. Animated movie.
You got all the Pixars. You got, Despicable. What's your favorite Pixar movie? Mine's Monsters Incorporated, for sure.
But I didn't ask you. I asked him.
Next time that you do.
Don't try to feed lines to the kid, huh? You see what Mr. Ree's doing here, Todd? He's sleeping.
I'm hearing it. He's trying to play games over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing games.
Which one?
Monsters Inc. might be my favorite.
Monsters Inc. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to, you know.
It's an unanswerable question.
When, for you and I, for people of our age, I think we've thought about that question so many times. If somebody throws that out, it's pretty easy to narrow down.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like, what's your favorite food? That's something I don't think about that much. So it would take a while to come up with. If you gave me a choice of five, I could tell you.
I'm trying. My favorite movie when I was your age, I think, was Dawn of the Dead, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy?
Jack has not seen Dawn of the Dead yet.
And he's not ready for it.
No.
I saw it too young. I shouldn't have seen it. He's a couple more years, 15.
We saw They Live, though. We watched
that.
Oh,
yes, I love that movie.
See, that's now beautiful. That's good parenting. Todd, give Mr. Rhea a ribbon. That is good parenting. They Live. It's good that he learns how the system works. It's more than a movie. It's more than a movie.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. So you like that? What other? Couldn't see The Thing yet, right? John Carpenter's thing.
You probably could.
Could see that? It's a little gross.
Yeah. I thought about maybe Escape from New York before.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Before they reboot it, and he gets totally poisoned by this reboot, and he'll be like, "I don't want to see that old one." It'll be fresh and new to him. I like that. Escape from New York, not Escape from L.A. Do not show him that film.
Escape from L.A. is
doesn't count.
Not good.
Doesn't even exist. Pretend it doesn't exist.
I kind of liked it.
You're kind of stupid.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, you're serious? You kind of liked it?
I did.
What did you? I kind of liked the opening credits. Yeah, that's about it. And then after that ended, I kind of didn't like it at all.
Listen, man, I love Carpenter. I don't care what he does. It's weird.
This is just the kind of blanket foolishness that we always deal with here on this show. It's like, you can't say, Ghosts of Mars, Escape from L.A. You can't say these are good films.
I liked Ghost of Mars, actually.
Yeah,
had good set design, good music.
Good who am I to say? You know what?
Who's the rest of the world to say?
Who's the rest of the world to say?
Exactly, what's your favorite wrestling? Because he rules.
Are there any wrestling movies?
There's tons of wrestling movies. Are you telling me that you failed as a father?
What do you mean? Movies with wrestlers?
No.
Or
wrestling movies.
Well, you got No Holds Barred. You've got
Hulk.
Body Slam, which we didn't see. That kind of movies about wrestling.
Movies about
Rocky
wrestling.
Rocky III would even count, I suppose. Some
maybe
wrestling in that.
Maybe. Would Rocky III count?
Well, who's your favorite wrestler? How about that?
Yeah,
favorite wrestler is Triple H.
Triple H. There you go.
Go
with the.
Has
owner.
He ever been in a movie? Go with the owner.
He has actually. We saw what was.
Oh yeah, The Chaperone.
The Chaperone. Yeah. It's sort of a kids movie, but
kind of like The Tooth Fairy.
Hey, The Tooth Fairy is great. We've seen The Tooth Fairy like five times.
There's a part two, right? Who's The Tooth Fairy
that.
In that?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. Like, if you can't get The Rock, call Larry the Cable. That's what every executive right on their desk is. Rock's not available. Get me Larry the Cable Guy. What's his real name? No one knows. What's The Rock's real name? Some people know.
I would hazard a guess that you've got the list. You've got The Rock on the list, right? And then you've got somewhere, you've got Larry the Cable Guy. And going down that list, somewhere between Rock and Larry, I would bet that the three of us were on that list.
You're right.
Somewhere between The Rock and Larry the Cable Guy.
It's like, can we get Larry the Cable Guy's not available? Okay, get Todd Sheets. like that's where it goes. It's like Rock. Blah, 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 Larry the Cable Guy. It's pretty much like they probably just have a list where it's not even – it's the person's name, but next to it's a number. And there's no dollar sign in front of it or anything, but it's just some kind of arbitrary number. But that's actually what their films have grossed worldwide total, And it's just this number, and like 12 digits. So if you have, 10, 12 – they just go by that number. So it's like Rock, and it's like Tyler Perry, the second, So Tyler Perry was almost a Tooth Fairy, but he turned it down. So it's just like this crazy list of like who's made the most money. And they go down that list. And Larry the Cable Guy's on there. The guy's made a lot of money. His movie's not so much, but he brings out the audience. Brings out a certain type of audience.
The Walmart crowd.
Brings out the Walmart crowd. And there might have been some other guys on that list. I'm trying to think.
Jeff Foxworthy is probably on that list.
Foxworthy could have been on that list. Who else? Come on. When The Rock's not available, you call...
Carrot Top?
No. Chairman of the Board, man. That was a flop. Come on. Get it? He was on a surfboard on the cover. Chairman of the Board. It gives a suit on a surfboard.
No, I still don't get it.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed message, isn't it? That's kind of, you know... cleverness. Cleverness.
I thought Cher was the pun.
Cher?
Was Cher in that, too? She was on that list.
Charo?
She turned it down.
And you said Cher. Yeah. Shot on film, no less. wait, so it's... Come on, help me here. It's The Rock... Who are the three
How'd
people?
You get to, what's the game that you play where you go where you have the first and the last?
Yeah, that's what I want
to
know.
To
it's like
two and five steps.
That's it. We started with The Rock. We couldn't get him. We ended with Larry.
Yeah, I know that game.
The game where
that's not 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, that. Right?
No,
I'm just kidding.
It isn't, but somewhere
we have failed as men and as hosts. We will think of this for next week.
If anybody out there knows the answer to this...
It's too late. We're closing, man. Then we're closing shop.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, send us an email at movieshateyou@gmail.com. If you want to help us fill in the blanks, is what actors do you have to get to? When you start with The Rock and he's not available, but you end up with Larry the Cable Guy in your movie, who are the... Let's say there's five choices in between. Who are the five choices that would have to turn down the same role The Rock turned down in order to have to sign Larry the Cable Guy to do your movie?
It's an interesting exercise.
It's an interesting exercise. MoviesHU@gmail.com.
And Larry the Cable Guy is no stranger.
And Larry the Cable Guy at LarryTheCableGuy.com, I suppose. I suppose.
Give him a plug.
If you want to email Larry the Cable Guy, just, you know, Larry@gmail. Larry... CableGuy1@gmail.com. If you want to email this show, it's MoviesHateYou@gmail.com. If you want to email Jack, it's Jack@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No. It's Jack13@gmail.com. Don't give us your real email address. We're not giving out, because there's all kinds of weirdos that listen to this show. Yeah. We're not giving out kids.
Mostly one kind address. Of weirdo, but.
If they want to get Mr. Ree, how do they get Mr. Ree? Now, is it Mystery MYST, like you're a mystery, or is it Mr. Period Ree at hotmail.com? Or, you know, you're still on what's that one they used to have?
Wait a second,
AOL. Oh.
No, forget that. They
Prodigy
still have that.
Before that.
Prodigy. You're a Prodigy guy, aren't you?
But I just got chairman of the board. He's on a surf. He's on a board.
He's on a surfboard. Get it?
And he's the chair. No, I
get That's
it.
What I'm telling you, okay. Man. And with that, we're going to close the Movies Hate You show.
This has been.
I have been Rob. That's been Mr. Ree. And our special super guest. I was going to say superhero guest, but you're not a superhero.
He might be. We don't
Could
know.
Could be. He keeps checking his watch. I think know. He is. He's got somewhere to be. Our super special guest, the co-host, Mr. Ree Jr., Jack Peterson.
Yay. What'd you think, Jack?
Say goodnight to America.
It was fun.
Yeah? Are you lying?
So say goodnight to America.
Goodnight, America.
There you go. How do you like that? Movies Hate You, signing off. Till next time. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Giant robot.
Oh, get lost with that
Use
nonsense.
Use your Megaton punch now.